This story is called Rainbow Bright and the Blue Lake. Far, far away, right at the end of the rainbow, where some people believe pots of gold may be found, is a wonderful kingdom called Rainbow Land. There, all the colours of the world are created, and in this kingdom of flowers and little round houses lives Rainbow Bright. She is a lovable little girl who uses the colours of the rainbow to make our lives brighter and happier. Of course, she has helpers. They are the seven colour kids and their friendly, furry sprites who dig in the colour mines and manufacture star sprinkles, the magic crystals that form the colours that Rainbow spreads everywhere. Rainbow also has a special sprite friend called Twink and a magic horse named Starlight. But not very far away lives Murky Dismal and his clumsy assistant, Lurky. Murky and Lurky live in a dull, gloomy place on a hill called the Pits. These two grumpies drive around in a noisy old grunge buggy, trying to spread gloom and dullness everywhere. Very, very, very early one morning in Maytime, Rainbow Bright gathered all the colour kids around her. They were going to have an early breakfast together in Colour Castle, where Rainbow lived. Before they started, Rainbow stood up.
Well, Colour Kids, as you know, today is the day when we have to change the colour of the lake.
All the colour kids nodded wisely, and Buddy Blue looked very important.
Yes, this is my busy time, especially today. It's a good job I keep fit. But as you all know, my sprite helper, Champ, has been working overtime in the mines, getting everything ready. And between us, I think we are prepared.
Rainbow Bright smiled.
Good. Well done, Buddy. And Romeo, of course.
Patio Green laughed.
Yes, it's your turn now, Buddy Blue. My sprite, Lucky, and I made the sea green colours some weeks ago. Now we can get ready for the grass and leaves and everything.
Then, just as the colour kids were about to start their breakfast, the door burst open and Twink and Starlight appeared. They didn't look at all pleased.
What's the matter with you two?
Rainbow asked. Twink came into the room.
Well, I've just been for an early morning ride on Starlight, and we thought we'd go down to the lake, didn't we, Starlight?
Starlight shook his mane and nodded his head.
We thought we would go down and take a last look at Patty's green lake before it is turned blue. We like the green and the blue just as much as each other, and what do you think?
What?
The colour kids all asked eagerly. Twink went on.
Murky Dismal has been down there and has covered all the lake with a huge, horrible grey mist and fog. Everything is glum and dull, and Patty's lovely green is all gone. It's ever so sad-looking, isn't it, Starlight?
Starlight nodded again and stamped a foot. Rainbow frowned.
Oh, that Murky Dismal! He is a nuisance. Always wanting everybody to be as miserable as he is. He's only happy when he's miserable.
And Lurky is just as bad, someone said.
Indigo agreed.
Yes, he is. But sometimes I think it's only because he doesn't know any better. Sometimes I think he'd be happier being happy, if you see what I mean.
Then she added,
he still tries to catch our sprites in his butterfly net, though.
Buddy Blue spoke up suddenly.
What shall I do, Rainbow? It's no good you putting our blue star sprinkles over the lake if all that mist is there and no one can see the colour.
He sounded very sad.
And after poor Romeo has worked so hard too. And me.
But Rainbow smiled.
Carry on as normal, Buddy. Exactly as if Murky had never been there.
But Rainbow...
Buddy started to say. Rainbow interrupted.
No, Buddy. Do as I ask.
Then she turned to all the other colour kids.
We will go to the lake now, straight away, together. And I want all of you to bring your colours with you.
Very puzzled by this, they set off and followed Rainbow and Starlight and Twink to the lake. When they arrived, they could see that Twink had been right. Everything was so dull. They could hear the lake, but couldn't see any of it because of the swirling fog and mist. It was awful. They could also hear the faint sound of the grunge buggy and knew that Murky and Lurky were somewhere nearby, enjoying the miserableness of it all. They could even hear the distant noise of Murky's laugh drifting through the mist. Rainbow jumped up onto Starlight's back.
Now, Buddy Blue, give me your blue star sprinkles, all of them, every single one.
Buddy did as she asked, and before he could question her, Rainbow added,
Thank you, Buddy Blue. Now, Lala Orange and Red Butler, I want all your colours too.
Very puzzled, they gave their star sprinkle colours to Rainbow.
And a few of yours, Indigo, and yours, Shy Violet. And finally, quite a lot of yours, Canary Yellow. Thank you, everybody.
By now, Rainbow was loaded down with masses of star sprinkles.
But what are you going to do, Rainbow?
Twink asked.
Just watch,
Rainbow laughed.
Come on, Starlight!
And Starlight and Rainbow soared right into the mist and fog over the lake, up and on towards the horizon, scattering masses of blue star sprinkles on the way. Then, at the horizon, she tossed all her red and orange star sprinkles at the sun and the violet and indigo ones at the sky around. When she had finished, she headed Starlight back to the colour kids, who were waiting at the side of the lake. And there she scattered every one of the yellow crystals that Canary had given her. When all was done, she dismounted, looked towards the mist and fog over the lake and said,
Now watch.
The colour kids saw the star sprinkles on the sun begin to work. And slowly, but surely, a glorious, brilliant red and orange light appeared and pierced the gloom and mist. Slowly, the blue, blue lake came into view, and in the sky, shafts of sparkling colours mingled with the orange redness of the sun. The sand where they stood turned yellow, and within minutes the fog and mist had gone, to be replaced by the bright, bright colours. They heard the sound of the grunge buggy being driven away furiously, and then all was still, except for the lapping of the waves. Twink broke the silence.
Oh, Rainbow, it's beautiful. It really is very beautiful indeed. Thank you.